Blog Talk Radio.
I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. See a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted, I am a business. About don't ever put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it, all of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these jeans, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that's your profit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y.
All of it, all of it.
Who said, got my paper up when my weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for nuts, I ain't no pushover, E is for early, day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a piece out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Goodness. Thank you everybody for tuning in to Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. Today is going to be a little bit different because usually, you know, we have a yummy, fun webcam model or webcam / porn star on the air with us. But today it's me, Sammy Brick, and my beautiful, beautiful, voluptuous and butterfly queen, Sage Montana. It's just going to be the two of us today because my guest that I had scheduled for us, she had a little something going on, so we're going to get her back on later on in July. So anyway, to get things started, I want to thank everybody for calling in and listening and whatnot. If I don't get to your calls too quickly, please do not do negative posting like I saw. Somebody on the show I did Monday with me and Sierra, somebody was doing a little, you know, they were a little butthurt because I did not get to their call quick enough. Well, guess what?
Uh-huh.
I have tons of people. I know, right? I'm like, seriously? It's like us getting Twitter messages and we don't answer them quick enough. The people literally get butthurt. Like, really?
I know.
Really?
They
I'm like,
do.
Who are you? I'm like, wait a second. We don't get paid to do social media. It's on our time. And when we're busy, and especially during the radio show, it's live. So I have to try and put everybody in as quick as I can. So please,
right.
just be.
And we only have
so
much time.
That's the thing. It's like, especially when we have a guest on, it's really hard because you want to get so much information from the guest and, you know, just talk about the guest because it's their time to shine. And so when we don't have time to put other callers through, it's like, ah. So I think maybe one day I might just do a caller special where we won't have a guest. Scooter, stop snoring. My pug is snoring so loud. we might just do like a caller special where we can have all the callers call in one day and they can say whatever they want to. And then if they're, which I will say, on my Monday show, we had some interesting callers. I had to put a couple boys on timeout.
Ooh.
Yeah, they were crazy. I'm hoping they were over 18, but they sounded like they were 12. They were being idiotic morons. So on another note, Ms. Sage, how are you? How are things going?
Fabulous. How are you doing? How are them twins doing?
Oh, my gosh. These damn tits. I swear to bejesus. Okay, and if some of you listening don't know, I had my boobs redone on the 18th of May. And I was on cam yesterday, and I was busy as Lord knows what. I just kept going private, 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 which I love. Thank you, guys. Love you so much. But, oh, my goodness, there's still a lot of people that don't realize that I just had the procedure done, and I still have the stitches on my left nipple and my areola, right?
Right.
And it's not bad, but it just, to me, it's disgusting. I'm not going to show, like, you know, it's like if I don't look perfect and feel 100%, then, no, you ain't going to see it. Ain't going to happen.
Right.
It'd be like me not shaving my vag for a couple days. Like, you ain't going to see it.
Exactly.
So I go, I have my next follow-up appointment is tomorrow at 1:30, and I'm hoping they can just clip those out because I'm going to be like, dudes, I really need to show the tatas because guys were coming into my private. They're like, we want to see him. We want to see him. Like at one time in one of my private shows, I had 8 people in there, and 3 of the guys were like, we want to see your tits. I'm like, maybe next week.
Yeah, some guy came in when I was on earlier today, and he was like, did you know that Sammy got new boobs? And I was like, yes, I knew. I've known for a while. And he was like, well, she can't show them yet. I was like, yes, I know. You have to wait. Like, we don't want her to have, like, an accident. Like,
right?
She spent
it's
a lot
like
of money on those puppies. Give her some time.
Right? Exactly. And not only that, but fuck, no, they're not cheap. And not only that, but a lot of people don't realize I have a lot of stitches put in inside. Like, I had 30 stitches on each boob inside, on my inside skin. So it's not like right? Because that first doctor I had, he butchered my tits. So that's what a lot of people don't realize. It's like, I have to go through a longer healing process because my surgery was a little more extensive. Like, if guys would think of it, this is how I would love guys that watch us on webcam to think of this. You go in for an adidectomy, okay? Say you have a penile growing surgery where you want to extend your penis. Okay, let me have you go on webcam and I tell you, show me your penis and I want it to be erect. Really? You think that you're really?
You know they would still try. You know.
They probably would. Especially some of our freaks. Yeah,
let me tell you something fun, a little bit off the topic, but since we're talking about penises today,
yes.
This guy told
me
that he had a 10-inch penis. And I was like, well, show me. You know, show me. It's not every day that when a guy tells you he has a 10-inch penis that he actually has a 10-inch penis.
Yeah, you want him to show you. Yeah.
Yeah, prove it. So he takes me private. Pulls up his camera, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, your dick is 10 inches? And he stretches his extra skin, like, literally, like, 2 inches above his penis. And he's like, yes, look. I'm like, those don't count. I can't
see
those inches.
That was his, so he stretched his foreskin
yes.
and was considering that to be his. Oh, interesting. So, so
I didn't even think about what you said. You lied to me. Your dick is not 10 inches. I felt like that was bad advertising. I was very upset about that. No one's ever tried to pull that trick on me.
Hey, that's like me going on cam, and I'm live on cam and saying I'm a size 5.
Hey, I told him that's like a girl with a push-up bra, and then she takes her bra off and she has no boobs. Like,
right? It's like when they first created the Wonder Bra, you remember back in the day, and the girl took it off, and you wondered where they went. It's like, whoa, do you have
I asked him, how did you even measure, when you got to hold your skin up like that, how did you even measure your penis at that point?
A
someone else
stick,
had to do it
one
for
of those
you.
Wooden, one of those wooden rulers. He probably had that standing next to it.
You know what? The way these boys measure their penis is so funny to me.
Oh, my gosh, right? So I have
when
to ask you, okay, if all of you out there listening doesn't know this, Sage over the weekend had this major freaking amazing webcam slumber party. And I want to know, because I checked in on you guys, and it was so awesome. But it was hard for me to go into, like, different. You guys all kept going private different times. And then I couldn't find a bunch of models on which pages they were on. But, oh, my gosh, how was it? How did the girls do? Did they have a blast? Tell me all about it.
Oh, my God. They did so awesome. I'm going to have to post some of the pictures of the penis molding competition that we did because they're
funny.
Yes, these girls did. Some of them did a pretty good job building their penis, and some I was like, how many dicks have you seen in your life? And that was the best you can come up with. But some of them were really good. One, the girl that won brought in a straw and made her squirt. Like, some of them really did.
Are
one,
you kidding?
Yeah, one, like, brought in pearls that made it look like it got pierced. Some of them did a really good job.
Oh, my gosh. Posting. You do. You got to post those pics. That would be awesome.
And I'm
going to
be
– I will
– We did
– Post those.
We did a
– I will repost them.
We did a video because we did our relay race, and I made videos of all the teams that did it, and then I'm going to compile the videos and make one long one and put it to music. It was hilarious. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
so
my
funny.
Goodness.
So, a bunch of half-naked girls running around, popping balloons, you know, using each other's butt cheeks to pop balloons, dressing a blow-up doll, climbing through, like, streamers that were taped all across the walls. They're, like, ninjas going through these things. It was just hilarious.
Oh,
too
my
funny.
Goodness. So that, well, the thing is, it's like, because the slumber party was from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., did all the models last for the full 12 hours, or did some of them kind of take? They did, really?
They lasted the whole time. I was so impressed. Well, if they don't last, they have to pay out a big fee for going home early. That's the catch.
Oh.
So they can tap out if they want, but then they got to pay a big fee. So it kind of convinces them to stay. But since we played so many games throughout the night, we were able to let them cam for a couple hours and then pull them off to do a game and then get back on cam. So it kind of helped everybody stay awake. Plus, we had a lot of good food. Oh, my God, they brought in
so
much yummy
food. That's awesome. I love it. Yeah. So I'm just going to say to all of you webcam studios out there, because I know a lot of you listening, know people that have webcam studios that are affiliated with either StreamAid or iFriends or FreeCams, any of those websites, you guys really need to pay attention to your cam models, and you really seriously need to offer fun or incentives. Like the cam model that, you know, does the most cam shows in a month, or the cam model that does the most sales in a month. You need to really show them some love. Oh, my God, I'm going to kill my card. Scooter, seriously, this thing is so loud. It sounds like a diesel engine. Scooby-Doo, yeah, there you go. Chill out, man. I think he's, like, dreaming of webcam models in his head or something.
Ooh, probably.
Oh, my gosh. But seriously, when it comes to having a studio, I must say my girl Sage here is the absolute best. I've never heard of a webcam slumber party ever in the history of webcamming, ever. I think you're the first one that's done that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Literally.
Yeah,
unless
I think
it was some silly reality show where they couldn't show any sex or anything.
Yeah, probably. Plus, let me tell you, like, for people that do work in studios, like, your studio people should be taking care of you. I sent five girls to the spa. They got new bedding for their beds. I got all my girls brand new booty shorts, coffee mugs, because we have a huge coffee machine here that's pretty badass. We got them, everybody walked out of here with goodies that night. It was like, they got to stay online and make money, but it was more of an appreciation. Some girls won, you know, a lot of girls complain about the percentage the website takes or how much their studio takes. Some of my girls won where they're not going to pay me any money at all for utilizing space for weeks at a time because they won
wow.
that other prize. Yeah. So, I mean, like, if you're
oh,
in a studio that's not doing something to say thank you, because without my studio girls, we don't exist.
Exactly.
So you have
exactly.
to do things to say thank you, and you don't have to do it all the time, but sometimes just every once in a while really makes the girls feel good, and it,
uh-huh.
and they need that extra boost. So the girls had a good time.
Yeah.
I had a blast.
The girls do need to feel the appreciation, literally.
Yeah, not like it's a
like
piece
even
of meat.
Right? Oh, I love this show because this is all about webcamming. And not only that, but we can keep it real and say what we want to say. And I know we do have a few callers. I see you in line. Just hold on for a few seconds because there's a couple other things that I want to talk to Sage about, and I will totally get to the callers that are waiting. And to the rest of you listening, you can call us at 646-595-4038 and make sure you press 1 if you would like to chat with us. So just hold on. I see your calls, but right now you're on Sammy and Sage time. So just hold on to your cocks and your balls. I'm going to get to you because I really like this studio talk because there's a lot of girls that are working in studios that they absolutely hate because there's some studios that are completely robbing them when it comes to their percentage. And
Yeah.
What's your take on that? When it comes to the percentages, what do you feel about that? Like with you, you are very generous on your percentage with your girls. Like you completely, because you know how it is because you're a cam model. And so you are definitely one of my top studios, like my number one studio that I absolutely, truly love, 200%. And everybody's wondering, no, I'm not in her studio. I'm not saying that just to kiss ass so I can get cute gifts. I'm just saying that because she's a really good friend of mine. Oh, my God. Here we go. Oh, my gosh. But, like, what do you think about this whole studio percentage? Like, you can see studios taken anywhere on, you know, from StreamMate. The studios can take anywhere from, you know, 0% up to Lord knows what they're doing.
I know some that have paid their girls as low as anywhere between 13 and 17.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That is so crazy.
I don't. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if you're any percent, if you're taking a large percent from your girls, which, you know, I get it, but you better be at that girl's beck and call.
Mm-hmm. Because
you work really, as a studio person, if you're taking such a large percent, that girl don't work for you, you work for her.
Right?
She's paying your bills by fucking her pussy, so...
That seriously is the thing. And when it comes to doing, oh, my gosh, like you get some studios, they're like, oh, my gosh, well, you know, I do all this for you and all that for you. You know, I bring traffic into your room or I am, you know, doing flyers for you and all this stuff. It's like, wait a second, I'm fucking my vagina for you.
Yep.
Like, I'm putting money into your bank account for you. So here's the dealio. You basically follow my vagina rules. Now, if I'm doing something wrong in my cam room, you know, and this is what I tell new cam models, I'm like, if you're doing something, which, hey, I'm not a studio owner, I'm not, but I do help a lot of other cam models that are currently in studios that they're, you know, not happy with. But I tell them, hey, you know, the thing is, if you're doing something wrong in your cam room, then we'll let you know.
Yeah.
But other than that, the studio needs to kiss the ass.
Yeah.
But with you, it's like you really take care of your girls. You know, you have an in-house studio. You offer so much to these girls, and they are so lucky to have you. Literally, they are truly lucky to have you because of what you do offer. You've got the rooms. You've got the computers. You've got the internet. You've got the cameras. Everything's already set up. Like, it's perfect. It is perfect.
All they got to do is come in and do what they do. Everything else, I take care of.
So, girls, you hear that? You just go, what is it, Sin City Cans? Is that your?
Sin City Studios, right.
Sin City Studios. All you got to do, girls, is show up, fill out the paperwork, get approved, and just fuck yourself, and you're good to go to make money. Just saying.
So easy.
Sin City Studios. Show up, smile, look pretty, and fuck yourself.
Plus, I teach classes every month that the girls don't have to pay for. We do photo shoots every month, different themed photo shoots that the girls get all the pictures. They're not watermarked, so they can use them for anything. You know, when you run the studio, you should be doing all that for your girls, like as much as you possibly can. Even though your goal is to make a lot of money from your girls, you need to put some of it back into them because it makes them want to do more for you.
So, right, exactly. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So let's take a call here because we are totally, because there's so much more I could say right now that I'm going to put a little zipper on the lipper, for a second. Let's take this call right here. Okay, 561, how are you?
Hi, Sissy Sammy. Hi, Sage. It's Sweepy. How are you?
Hello. Sweepy. Honey Buns. So how are you doing this fine Thursday evening?
Oh, loving you, ladies, as always. I'm doing well.
Good, good. So what do you think about this whole studio talk when it comes to cam models and the way Sage is doing all her fun things and amazing things that she offers for her girls? What's your take on that?
I think it's a great idea to do always a variety of ways to please their customers. It's always a great way. The variety is the spice of life. And you got to keep the customers wanting more.
Well, yeah, the customers, but then, like, she's taking care of her girls. Like, she is actually offering them, you know, extra incentives and actually taking care of them. Don't you think that's, like, a plus for any employer?
Yeah, it's kind of a new way of saying friends with benefits, so to speak.
You know, right? Employer with benefits?
Yeah.
Love it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So, oh, my goodness. That is awesome. So, do you have any advice there, Sweepy? Because, you know, you've seen webcam. And what is your advice? What is your advice to other cam models from a customer standpoint, which I say sex monsters, from a sex monster standpoint, what is your advice to cam models? Give me something from the male perspective and being on the outside looking in, and what's the one thing that you would give advice-wise to other cam models?
I would say focus on your customers and don't be so distracting.
Some people won't understand that.
Distracting means like looking at a watch, being on your cell phone or your iPad or whatever. You know, those things can have a time for its own. But, you know, be there for the customers while you're on the time, on your schedule.
Right. And this is what I always tell girls. Like, okay. If you have to be on your cell phone, make sure it's for a music purpose, like Pandora. Like with me.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I'll look at my phone if it's for Pandora, or if I have somebody from, you know, the studio or StreamMate itself, and they're sending me a message, and I look at it, that's important. Now, if it doesn't pertain to importance like 911, like, hello, my dog just got run over, then I'm not going to look at my damn phone.
No, I only like to look at my phone. I like to pick it up if I'm going to take random vagina pictures while I'm live.
That's different. Like, if you're taking a quick photo and you're doing random, like, pictures.
Sometimes I'm just like, dang, my vagina looks good today. I need to take a picture of it.
Can I ask you ladies a question?
Of course
you can.
I was thinking, you were mentioning about how much these sites take as a percentage, you know? Let's say if there was a 10-minute session at, say, $6 a minute, you know, so that'd be $60. And let's say they take, 10% of that. So that'd be almost like a same price as, say, a clips for sale scene. You know, so don't you think that they would kind of equate to those kind of prices?
Well, here's the thing. The thing is, when it comes to webcamming and doing clips for sale, there's not really a comparative when it comes to that, only because of the fact that the girls you're watching are live. And when you do the clips for sale, those are, you know, performed video clips that girls do, girls, guys, couples do, you know, for everybody that wants to come back and look at those and watch you. Which, by the way, one of these days, I will have my clips for sale store open one of these days.
Me too.
I keep saying that. But it's one of those things, it's different. And clips for sale, you actually make a better percentage than you do doing the live webcamming. And with a live webcam, it's really hard to justify sometimes when it comes to the percentages. You know, like when you have a studio that's taking more than what they should, it's kind of, you know, do you want to say, oh, you're being a greedy bitch, or, oh, okay, thank you for everything that you're doing for me. But if you're taking more percentage than what you should be, then show me more. Give me something, and then I give you more. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. But doing clips and videos and comparing to webcam, it's kind of hard to compare that because it's two differences there. One's live, one's not. You know what I mean? But the great thing about the clips, when you're doing girls, guys, couples do the clips, you're actually doing something for the customer, especially when it comes to custom vids. Like, say, I'm not saying you, Sweetie, but like, say a guy is really into foot fetish vids, that's where I can totally take my time, do a video clip for feet only, and then if a guy really likes anal, because I do anal, you know, in my webcam and whatnot, it's like I can do an anal cam or I can do a BJ cam, you know, video for everybody. So that's where the clip vids come really, really in good for all the girls, guys, and couples. You notice I keep saying girls, guys, and couples. I'm only saying that because it has to do with the webcam conference that's coming up in January, which we'll elaborate on here in a little bit. So, yeah, that's my take on the percentage for comparing webcam to vids. It's completely different.
I don't even think about it when I'm camming because as far as I'm concerned, my customers, they have no clue about the percentage thing. And some girls really freak out about it. And I'm like, dude, the customer still paid 100% of his money, whether or not you get it all or not. He did.
Right.
So you put on a good show or don't do the job because losing a percentage of your money is just, it's the name of the game, you know.
Completely, totally, you hit the nail on the head there. And one of the things that girls, guys, and couples should never, ever, ever talk about when you go on a webcam is money. You never talk about that because when the customer comes into your chat room, they're more worried and concerned about what you're doing. So take, for instance, I had a guy that came in, which I just lowered my price on my private shows because, you know, of my recent surgery. And I had a guy that recently came in and said, whoa, did you lower the price of your cam show? And I was like, yeah. I said, because I can't technically, you know, I can't show you my boobs right now until they're completely healed. And he's like, oh, my gosh, that's so awesome. And but I have guys that will come in and say, oh, my gosh, your prices are too high. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, you know. If you want a custom video, just send me a message and we'll go from there, you know. But when it comes to talking about prices and percentages, I never discuss that in free chat nor in a private, ever, ever, ever. Big no-no. Big. Big no-no.
No, it's irrelevant to the customer
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, and not only that, but it's like a total turnoff. When you start talking digits in a cam show, it's like a hard-on loser. Like, I'm in there to make you feel fucking amazing, and I'm there to appreciate everything you're doing and the time you're spending with me and talk about your hard-on or your wet vagina. Last thing I want to do is talk about dollar signs. I want to have fun and us to get off. That's my thing. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Oh my gosh. So, Sweet Pea, do you have any more questions, honey bunny?
No, not at the moment, but I just want to say that I love you ladies so much and I always look forward to seeing you.
Oh, yay!
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. I'm actually going to get on to another caller that's been waiting for a long time. So, Sweet Pea, kisses, darling, and we will talk to you
kisses
very
you,
soon.
Ladies. Good
okay.
evening. Have a great evening.
Thanks.
All right.
You too. Thank you, honey.
Take care.
Okay, you too, baby doll. Okay, let's see if I do this right. Last week, I screwed up on a couple calls. Uh-oh, what did I do? Oh, fuck. Oh, there it goes. Oh, shit. Damn donkey balls. I think I'm hitting the wrong button. Oh, I hit the wrong button again. Ay, ay, ay.
Hey, it's what everyone expects from Sammy. It's okay.
I know, right? I'm always hitting the wrong button. Sweet Pea, I'm sorry. I accidentally did that. I didn't mean to. Okay, so here is one of our callers that we always love to have come in. Johnny Boy.
Hello, dear.
How are you,
Hello,
Johnny?
Hello, Johnny.
I am fabulous. Hello, Miss Sage. How are you?
Hello. I'm fabulous. How are you?
Much better than yesterday. My morning was not exactly one of the highlights of the day, but we won't discuss that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, everything that possibly could go south did go south. Yesterday. Not fun.
Oh, darn it.
Yes. Don't want to do that again. I just had to call and show my support to my two lovely lady friends.
Aww.
And their endeavors.
Awesome. Okay, wait. So I have to intervene here. So, oh my gosh. John, did you see the picture that Sage tweeted earlier about one of her cam models, Miss Natasha?
Yes, I did. Yes, my goodness! Whoa.
Right?
Isn't she so sexy?
Yeah, and that's one of those things that guys with weak heart conditions they might need like some sort of 411 in advance before that comes in because you're like, oh, hey now.
You look at her and you're like, I've fallen and I can't reach my cock. Oh, my God, call 911.
Mine is usually, oh, crap, I've lost feeling from everything above my waist.
Oh, my gosh. No, she is, like, very yummy. We need to get her on the show, Sage, because she is
young, she's hot, she's awesome.
And being that she is one of your ladies, I will definitely support her in her
Thank
endeavors.
You. Thank you.
Because, you know, I believe that the girls should support each other, not just the studio
Absolutely.
Owners, but
oh, definitely.
Each girl individually, because, you know, it's one of those things that I've learned. It's a giant community of folks
mm-hmm.
that work in it. And
right.
there should really be no hostility among people. It, you know, it's one of those things with the other avenue that I follow. There's a lot of political backbiting and this, that, and the other. With your industry, I know that there can be, but come on, for the best of everybody, there doesn't need to be, because when one of you guys gets hosed in a situation, everybody's going to get it.
Right, right. Yeah, webcamming is a huge, 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 like, industry. Mm-hmm. And if all the models would really just stick together instead of, you know, backstabbing and hating and, you know, I'd say hate, like social hating, because there's so many models that social hate on social media is what I'm referring to. And it's
mm-hmm.
really sad because we're
it's
all
kind of
doing the same
thing.
Thing.
To the
it
guys,
is.
Too.
It really is.
It's one of those things that, you know, you might like another particular girl and then she and this other one have problems. Well,
uh-huh.
whose side do you take? I mean, you don't want to anger anybody's side. And you know me, I try to be as neutral and as friendly as possible to everybody.
Right.
And, you know, I don't try to play favorites. And God help me if I am playing favorites. You know, I don't mean to.
But we know where you leave it, but we won't tell anyone else.
Right?
I can't help it.
At the end of the day, who cares? Who cares if you play favorites? Because you know what? You're such a sweetheart, and you really give good vibes to all the cam models. So if girls
yep.
take offense to it, well, then you know what? Pull the stick out of your goddamn ass and put it in your vagina. That's all I'm going to say.
I will say this. I have rarely had any problem with that. I've seen it on other sides and seen other girls
yes.
have issues with it from ones that I follow, where you see them just kind of back and forth at each other.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I'm just like, can we not all just get along? I know this is
right.
a horrible, dumb concept and idea to say, but I mean, come on, really. And, I mean, support each other, because when one of you all is in the dumps, you know, it's going to trickle down. It's one of those trickle-down theory things. Like
right.
I said, I like
well, okay,
try to support
I will,
everybody.
I will say that I will support 98% of every cam model out there. Now, if I see you doing something that is completely, totally wrong and is not good for the industry, and you're doing things that you should not be doing on cam, and if I send my advice to you and you don't take heed to it, well, then guess what? You're on the back list. So,
mm-hmm. I can understand
98% that. 98%. There's 2% that I have found out of all the models that I have seen out there, and I'm like, really? And you still keep doing it and you still keep bitching about it and you wonder why you don't have any, you know, people following your webcam show? Are you stupid? It's like, hello? Hello? McFly?
Mm-hmm. And you know, the other thing that drives me crazy is you hear the ones that talk about, well, this one broke that rule and this one did this and this one did that. Well, here's a novel concept. You concentrate on what you need to be doing. Let the people
exactly.
who monitor that sort of thing monitor it, and you do your thing and make your money. Because if you're
right.
doing what you need to be doing, you're going to make plenty of money, and the other person is not going to adversely affect that.
Yes, because negativity brings negativity. The more negative you are in your chat room and in your social media, all you're going to do is bring yourself down and your cam shows down. So all you cam models out there, just be positive. Especially, I have to say this true and loud right now, when it comes to being a brand new cam model, if you are in your first 6 months of webcamming, you really need to put your time in and put your hours in, only because it doesn't happen overnight. It really doesn't. From your first 6 months to 1 year, cam models, you got to bust your ass and treat this as a business. Just because you have a laptop and a webcam does not mean that you're going to be a sensation overnight. Seriously, does not mean it. It doesn't matter how many toys you got, how many costumes you got. You have to focus on making sure you treat this as a business, and the reward will pay off in the end. Don't you agree with me?
And take advice from your peers, I would say.
Exactly.
If you have a peer who has seniority on you, definitely take advice from
them. No, that's not always true. That's not always true. I have to disagree with you on that one. But Sage, wouldn't you agree that the first 6 months to a year is the most time that a cam model needs to put in to really, if they really treat this as a business, to be
Absolutely.
Doing what we're doing? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And a lot of models, they just don't believe it. They think that because they buy a laptop or have a laptop or go to a studio that has a laptop and a webcam, they can just turn it on and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Where's my check, bitches? Guess what? It ain't that easy.
And a pretty face isn't enough either.
Right?
Personality helps.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Trust me, I'm in Vegas, so you know some bombshells have walked through my office. And some of them I put on cam, and they're duds.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing there. And it's because they think because they're pretty girls, they're just going to get money. And it's like, your fans want to interact with you. They want your personality to come out. They want you to joke with them and have fun with them and, you know, just be cool.
Right.
Girls just don't got it.
Uh-huh.
I neglected to ask, Miss Sammy, how are you feeling post-procedure?
You know, I actually feel really great. I'm still sore on the inside of my tatas. And like we were talking about earlier, I have my follow-up appointment tomorrow again, another one. And I'm hopefully going to have the stitches completely removed out of my areolas so I can show my goddamn tits on cam. Because everybody's dying to see these things. Yeah.
Have most of your regulars been understanding of your predicament?
Only
50%
of them. Because
that's something I've always kind of been curious.
Only 50%.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that the volume, if they really valued and appreciated you, that they would, you know, understand that we don't want anything bad to happen to Sammy. We want Sammy to be able to stick around.
I know, but the thing is, it's like, I would say the bad 50% is the idiotic young, don't take offense to this, sex monsters that are under, you know, 25 years old, they don't give a shit. They think with their dick, and that's it. That's it.
That seems
care.
To be the
so
downfall
like, show me
of
your
my
tits.
Gender.
I don't care. They're like, I don't care if you have stitches. I want to see the fucking tits right now. And I'm like, no, it ain't going to happen.
And you know what? I think that they are so anxious to see those voluptuous boobies. That they,
right.
You know, they start thinking with that littler brain, and they just
exactly.
can't help it. They can't help
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
It's
I
not
tried
their
to be
fault, but it is
that.
Their fault. Like, you know,
right? So Johnny,
I
want to
see him.
I have to tell you, I know I can't wait to show them because they actually do look really good.
I have to say they do look a tad bit more volumatic.
Yeah, they're a little
if that's
more voluptuous. Yeah, they're a little more full than what the other ones were. But now they're actually forming into the, like, they're forming. They're, like forming into my skin, I should say.
I bet the Furby is walking around the house with a grin on, like a Cheshire
oh,
cat
God,
for the most
you
part.
You don't even know.
But he can't touch
I'm
him, so he's probably
go.
So devastated.
That's like another conversation. Like
he's probably feeling
the
same way the other guys are. Just let me touch him.
No, you are 200% right.
Seriously. I know, Furby.
Like,
I know, Furby.
Yeah. Like, they're right there in my face. Are you kidding me? And I can't eat. I'm
give me.
Be strong, young Padawan.
Watch on, watch off.
He's going to be the first one to touch him, so.
Oh, my God. Yeah, definitely.
Yep. Tell him to try to contain himself.
Johnny, honey. You are so funny. So we are going to have to let you go, baby doll. Thank you so much
for
calling in, honey. All right.
Not a problem. Ciao.
Ciao, ciao, darling.
Ciao.
Okay, let's go. Ciao. Okay, so we have another caller. We're going to take this caller. They've been sitting here for freaking forever. So let's take this caller. 925. You are there, darling.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
Oh, I don't know. Many people have many different opinions about how I am, but Dan, does that work?
Oh, my gosh, Donald.
Oh, thanks a lot. That was a real big, great secret there.
Hey,
hello,
Dan,
Miss.
Don,
hey,
Don,
how are you?
Dan.
I'm good.
What are you doing, you crazy?
I like the word voluminatic that Johnny just had. I'm going to add that to my lexicon of vocabulary. That was an interesting word. So thank you, Johnny.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny. We'll have to have him spell it out for us next time. What was it? Voluminatic?
Voluminatic, yes, indeed. I'm just going to spell it out some speech someday and just see what they say. Most people are too stupid. I'm too smart, so let's let go.
Oh, my gosh. So,
I'm glad that you ladies are talking about the percentages.
Right.
So give us your deal
on that.
Well, you know that I've always been on the side. You, I think we were on a talk thing one time, and I'm always on the side of the girls. And it's not really what the studios take and so forth, and what Sage is getting, with the Sin City Studio, for which I actually know the name of, and evidently you don't. But it's the elephant in the room is a 66-some-odd% that StreamMate and other companies get.
Right.
And I don't think that most guys know that. You girls aren't getting the huge amounts. They see, $8 a minute for one, and then maybe $13-$18 a minute in exclusive. And they think you're really getting that. Whereas at the end, you're coming out with maybe $4 a minute. And that's
right.
I mean, and the guys just don't seem to grasp that or don't care to grasp it.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean what Sage is doing is a very small percentage of she's helping the girls out. She's giving them a place to be. You teach them how to do the cameras and do all their settings and all that for them, as I believe. Isn't that so?
Yes, that's what I do.
Yes.
And by the way, my studio doesn't even take a percentage. Booyah.
Yeah.
Booyah, bitches. Did you hear that?
We function like no other facility.
Oh, yes. And
yeah.
There's no doubt that some of those girls only make 13%, 17%.
Yeah.
I want to shout that out there to everybody that is in Vegas right now, cam models. And she only takes female cam models right now. But listen.
Well, there goes
my
job.
She does not take a percentage. If you are coming in and you are accepted by the most beautiful butterfly queen in the world, Miss Sage Montana, if you become one of her cam models, she doesn't take a percentage. To be in her studio, you have access to a freaking laptop, a webcam, your own personal room to work in. Oh, my gosh. The most amazing thing ever. And I love the fact that she is so personable with all of her models. So make sure you look up Sin City's
studio.
I just screwed it up. Sin City Studio. in Vegas, because she is literally a very amazing, informative, you know, CAM teacher. Like, you have to go check her out if any of you models out there that are listening right now that are in Vegas. And if you are virtual models, you can totally check out Sage, because she will help you virtually.
You can always call or email me or DM me. I help everyone. I don't care if you work for me or not, just out of respect for my fellow pussy havers. Or you guys, if
right?
you need help, that are on cam too. But mostly the girls that are the ones that reach out. But I'll help anybody. I'm not a hater. Like, I'll help. Like,
right?
It's all good with me.
Like, she just said, hashtag pussy hammers. Hashtag
I'm
pussy
glad
hammers.
To hear the word pussy. I'm so tired of hearing the word vagina. I was about ready to jump out my window.
Oh, really? So you're going to, like, knock me in the head because I said vagina too many times? Oh, my gosh. I have control of the mute button. You know that, right?
yeah, but it wouldn't be the first time I've been muted out.
What do you like to call it?
No, don't ask him that.
Oh, no, you won't even let me say it.
No, he can't say the C word. No.
Well, I can make a case for cunnilingus. Isn't that
okay,
true?
There you go. Okay, there you go. But we're not going to say the other C word.
Words that actually has a generic meaning to it. Into the word pussy, which only has something to do with my pet cat.
Oh, my gosh.
He's so silly.
He is silly. Oh, my goodness. He's very silly.
I want to make sure that the guys understand the girls make a very small percentage. Very small.
Yeah.
After
that has a lot to do with like, for me, I get a lot of guys that will tell me, like, your private price is high. It's like, I'm selling my box, my family box. It has to be high. Like,
well, yes,
right?
No, but even you owning your own studio, you start off 66% in the hole with streaming.
Yeah, off top. So it's like, you know, we got to.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm always amazed at how, and Johnny seems to be relatively well-versed, but I don't think he grasps you. I think he just thinks 10% is 10%. And the other 90% is somewhere in your guy's pocket, and it isn't.
Right.
No, that's very true. So, guys out there listening, when you see the girls' prices in these chat rooms, you know, depending on what webcam company they are working for, depends on the percentage. Like, you know, you've got free cam, you've got streaming, you've got, oh, my gosh, Live Jasmine, every webcam company charges a different percentage for girls. But when you see what the girls are charging per minute, the girls don't actually get that full charge that they are charging.
It's nowhere near it.
Well, sometimes it depends on which webcam company. And here's one of the things that does happen with webcam companies. The newer the webcam company you are, the higher percentage rate you get. And the reason why, some people might ask, is because of the fact that they don't have traffic. Well, you go to big webcam companies, they pay you less of a percentage because they are putting out millions of dollars in, you know, their own money to buy traffic to the webcam company itself. So,
some websites charge... hit the girls with chargebacks.
Yeah,
exactly. Oh, my gosh. Yes, they do.
And also, guys, you know, every once in a while, if you find a lady that you like, and she's nice to you, they've got this thing called wish lists. And, you know, and they actually get 100% of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a wish list.
So,
me
yeah,
too, by the
I,
way.
I,
you want to buy me a gift, just saying.
Hey, do you have one, too?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And you girls are nice to say it. You won't say it on your own show, but what's it, Sage Montana and Amazon? Is that right?
Yep.
Okay, and Sammy Brooks on Amazon, you know, .com.
Yeah.
Go in there.
You know my wish list.
Well, yes. It's, oh, well, I mean, not by heart, because there's only 199 things on it. But.
Oh, my God.
I need to put that many on mine.
Oh,
well, because I go window shopping all the time. I go window shopping all the time, and I put it on my Amazon. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Oh, that's way cool. I'm just going to add it on there.
First of Or bursting up is the computer, what's a Verizon or some kind of 24-inch
No, it's not.
Deal.
You're on the wrong
yeah,
one.
Yes, it is. Oh, excuse me. That's right. You're probably in the 18 of them. But
no,
but you are.
That was supposed to be deleted. You're looking on the wrong one. Oh, my gosh. I'm so going to, like, slap you with a dildo.
Ooh.
I've had worse things happen to me, probably.
Hopefully it's got juices on it.
Oh, and I did. I would like to give kudos to you, Sage. I'm not a person in your room or a big presence by any means, but I happened to just go through the other day, the other night, and I ran into your slumber party.
Okay.
And it was during that, which I thought incredibly exciting, a whole bunch of penises being made.
Yes.
Right?
but they were.
Oh, my
God. Funny?
The girls were having fun. And they were being remunerated. They had prizes. They were given money and so forth. And they seemed very happy. And I thought it was an excellent deal to do.
Yeah.
Isn't that the coolest, Don? I mean, seriously, because when you look at webcam studios, like, when have you seen something like that happen with a webcam studio? I've never seen it.
No. I see it down here in my block once in a while in my cul-de-sac. But they're kind of weird.
You're such a dork. Oh, my God.
But no, I've never seen any studio do anything like that. I mean, they're very standoffish. They're kind of like, you know, lurking in the background saying, here, you know, where's your money at? But
they
was right out there encouraging the girls. They were up. You got up on the pole, some of them fell down to their heads and stuff. but they were having fun. They didn't care. They were just out there having fun. And they knew they were at least generating a buzz about the studio and about themselves.
Yep.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice of you to do.
Thank you.
Oh, it's awesome. It's awesome. And I think it should be like a six-month thing. Just saying, because I want to come in 6 months. I want to do it.
We'll probably do something around Halloween so the girls can wear sexy Halloween costumes online.
Ooh, I'm in. Count me in.
Yeah.
I'm totally in. Even though I'm not in your studio, I'll just be a guest player. And I'll just
go.
Hey,
you're allowed to be on my cam, so.
Well, my problem is I'm basically shy. So to watch all this stuff, like, you know, I just watch with one eye. So.
Which one? You've got three eyes. Which one?
Well, you got brown eyes, too, so that's four.
Oh, four. Excuse me. That's right. I forgot about the brown eye. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so
you're
coming to the end of the...
Okay, I'll give you girls plugs here. I know them better than you, or you'll mess up Sin City Studio.
Oh, my gosh. I am so... Okay. Don, you're fabulous. Thank you for calling
in. Well,
always
talk to you. My best to you, Sage. Take care.
Thank you.
Be well, and everybody enjoy themselves. And guys, remember, the girls aren't making money. You know, just go off to the wish list, Amazon.com, both their names there. Buy them something. It doesn't have to be a sex toy.
Exactly.
Buy them something.
Yeah, right?
Matter of fact, both you young ladies should get out gift cards, because that way you can buy whatever you want.
That's true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Take care.
All right,
well, God bless and enjoy.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Honey. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Miss Sage Montana, give me all your shout-outs for everybody.
Okay, so you guys can find me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on Instagram at SageInVegas, online at sagemontana.cammodels.com, which I've been live this whole time doing voyeur show, shaking my butt and my titties in the camera as we've been speaking. just because. So, but yeah, come find me. And I do have an Amazon wish list, and I have lots of cheap stuff on there. So anything you get me is always awesome.
Exactly right. And then for everybody out there, thank you so much for calling into this show. And you guys are all amazing. And I was trying to make sure I tried to get to everybody out there. And if I didn't get to your call, please don't hate and don't be mean on social media like some of you have been known to do. But you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69, also on Instagram, Sammy_Brooks69, Facebook at SammyBrooks69, and then on my live webcam at Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And you will catch me here every Monday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern for the Sammy Cocktail Hour. This Monday coming up, which is going to be interesting, me and Sierra DeVay are going to be doing our first Periscope show. So this is going to be interesting. I know, right? I don't even know how to use the Periscope yet, but we're going to be doing the Periscope show on Monday. And I'm thinking on Thursdays I might do the Periscope too. Might have to try that. Yeah, so, that'd be fun. Put you on the Periscope app, too, and we both do Periscope as we're on. Okay, that's it. We're going to just Periscope it from now on as soon as I figure out how to use the damn thing. So on that note, boys and gargoyles, my yummy sex monsters, you can listen to us again next Thursday evening. We will be back here live, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. And our guest next Thursday is the beautiful and amazing cam girl, Miss Sammy Ross. So make sure you tune in for that one. I will be tweeting out pictures of her and have everything going on Monday so you will know who our guest is for next Thursday. Other than that, you know what? Hey, keep the lube and the toys ready, boys and girls, because you never know when we're going to be coming to you live on our cam show. Oh my gosh, you're amazing, Sage. And yeah, for that, we're out. We are out.
All right.
We are
enjoy
done.
The rest of your day, Mama.
You too, sexy. I will talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye, everybody out there in Dollhouse Radio Land. You are fabulous. And remember, keep it wet and hard because we will always keep coming back for more. Bye.
Yo, B, they ready. Let's go. I'm feeling myself. I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, Dale Mavericks. My Maybach, Black Magic. Just never left, but I'm back at it. And I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, Jack off. Can you think about me when he wax off? Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that bitch like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce, or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself. Change the game when that digital drops. Know where you was when that digital popped. I shot the world. Male or female, it make no difference. I shot the world. World stop.
Carry on.
Kitsy on fleek. Pretty on fleek. Pretty gang, always keep them on geek. Biting through Texas. Feed him for his breakfast. Every time I whip it, I be talking so reckless. He said, damn, Nikki is tight. I said, yeah, Nikki, you right. He said, damn, babe, you so little, but you be really taking that. I said, yes, daddy, I do. Give me like NYU. I said, teach me, Nikki, teach me. All this learning here is by you.
I'm whipping that work. Keep digging that work. I got it. 36 of that real. Hanky full of that bounce, baby.
Yeah. ain't got punchlines or flow. I have both in an empire also. Keep getting gifts from Santa Claus at the North Pole. Today I'm icy, but I'm praying for some more snow. Let that know. He in love with that cook. Why? Don't ever be learning. You isn't never get what I be earning. I'm still getting plaques for my records. That's urban. Ain't gotta rely on top 40. I am a rap legend. Just go ask the kings of rap. Who is the queen and things of that nature? Look at my finger. That is a glacier. Hits like a laser. Tripping on that work. Tripping off that perk. Flipping up my skirt and I be whipping all that work. Taking trips with all them keys. Car keys got bees. Singing with the queen bee and we be whipping all of that D. Cause we dope girls, we flawless. We the poster girls for owlers. We run around with them bowlers. Only real niggas in my cowlers. I'm the big kahuna. Go lift them hoops. No, just on this song alone. This is on her fourth flow. You like it, don't you? Young Money.